From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody texted in Kennedy from the 617 and says it's called weaponized incompetence. Do something really badly and you'll never be asked to do it again.
Pretty much every guy I ever dated. Yep.
But you do it better. But I mess it up every time.
617-931-1234. You can call or text the show. We were talking about my son not being able to kind of fend for himself when it comes to food. And I guess because I was just the opposite. I had to fend for myself
at a very early age
because, like you said, single mom. Mm-hmm. My mom was working all the time.
Totally.
So you had to figure it out.
You had to figure it out.
Right. I mean, I wasn't cooking elaborate meals, but damn, I could make some good mac and cheese. I knew to add some butter to that. I knew to add cheese to the ramen noodles. I mean, come on. I know all the hacks.
All the tricks.
Yep. Befriended every owner of a local sub shop in the neighborhood. Debbie's from Northbridge, and something about a turkey dinner. What went wrong?
My dad was the cook. My mother was so excited. Microwaves had just come out. And she goes, I got Thanksgiving this year. And she cooked the whole turkey and all in the microwave.
Huh?
I don't know.
Yep. That was her cooking. She never cooked. My dad was the cook, but she was determined to cook it because the microwave came out. The whole thing.
How'd that go?
Not very good. needless to say, she has never cooked again in her life.
That's one way to do it.
I was a fantastic chef with the microwave in my day. There were these things called the les menus when I was in high school.
It's not being a chef. That's putting something in and putting the right time.
No, but it's
inventing the thing.
There was an art form to cooking les menus, Kennedy. There was an art form. You had to cook it for a particular amount of time, and then depending on which of the meals it was, like the pot roast or the chicken, or the chicken Alfredo, and you would rotate it a little because back then the microwaves didn't rotate. You had to rotate it yourself. And I knew the exact time to do it for the first session, and then I rotated it a particular way.
Wow, buddy. Wow.
Make sure it was all cooked properly.
No wonder.
Alex is from North Attleboro, and your sister couldn't do what?
So we were much younger, and I walked into the kitchen because all I can smell is smoke, and I walk in the kitchen, and there's my sister standing over the pot with eggs in a pan, like eggs in the shell. And I asked her, I'm like, what the hell are you doing? And she goes, oh, I'm boiling eggs. I'm like, well, where the hell is the water? She goes, oh, I didn't know you're supposed to add water.
Wait, I'm sorry. So in a pan is some just raw eggs in shells, and she's just hoping that the heat will
boil them.
Correct.
Boil them. Boil, I think, is the key word in the hard boiled.
Exactly. But I mean, she has grown so much as a cook. She makes the best bowl of cereal I've ever had.
Got him.
Alex, what is your sister's name?
Jetta.
Jetta.
Like the Volkswagen.
Jetta. Oh, Jetta, like the Volkswagen.
I
like
it.
Okay, let's see. I have Michelle from Dorchester. And you're really going to call out your mother-in-law?
Yeah, this goes back many years ago when I was dating my husband. My mother-in-law had some leftover pizza, and she said, let me heat you up some pizza. We're like, sure. Next thing we smell something burning, she put the whole pizza box in the oven.
The amount of times my ex-husband, when we were in college, and his idiot roommates would do that or put in the Totino's pizza and then pass out because they were so drunk and forget it was there and wake up with a black Frisbee. I tell you.
Is your mother-in-law still around?
She is still around, and she's finally learning to cook in her 70s.
Oh, for her.
That's kind of
like
awesome.
They say, you're never too young.
That's true. And Carson, I understand about your son and the cooking. I have a 12-year-old who's just learning to put Hot Pockets in the microwave.
And I don't, like, I'm not trying to call out Barrett. Like, it's our fault. We did not
teach. It is our fault as parents.
Right.
We do everything for them.
It's true. All right. Well, have a great day. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
I want to try and read through this text message. It's a little confusing, Kennedy, from the 603. But essentially it says, my 11-year-old son put one of those raw stuffed chicken with cheese and broccolis on a kid's plate in the microwave for 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
I was only gone for an hour at yoga. My house was filled with smoke, windows open, fans trying to blow everything out. The plate was on the back porch.
It's a good place for it.
And the plate were completely black, and the chicken was melted to the plate. I was only gone for an hour. Second of all, it clearly says on the package wrapping, do not microwave.
See, this is why reading instructions is important.
I know.
And it's something we just don't do. I can figure it out. Burns the house down.
Mix 104.1 with Carson and Kennedy.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.